Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Sir William, it's you!
Yay!
No, wait!
Squire Isaac, defend yourself!
No!
Blonde-haired girl ran away, and we all went into the house and ate what was left for supper. The end.
Thank you, Terry. Very nice. All right, who's next? Isaac Morton, would you read your story, please?
Yes, ma'am. It all started in the imagination station at Wits End. I asked Mr. Whittaker, the owner, if he had any adventures with knights in them. And boy, did he ever! I was dropped off near the end of the 12th century, a time of honorable knights and chivalry ruled. I hadn't been there long when I was made squire to Sir William of Marshall, a brave nobleman who was in the midst of a struggle against the Black Knight. They met before the king on the field of honor to settle the score. Mounted on horses, each one took pointed lances in hand, and when the trumpet blew, charged the other at full steam. The only sound at first was the pounding of horses' hooves. Suddenly, there was a splintering crash of wooden lances on metal shields. The crowd cheered, the horses whinnied, and the knights parted. They had survived the first round. Sir William rode back to me for a new weapon.
Hey, quickly, Squire Isaac, a fresh lance.
Here you go. Sir William, he's favoring his left side. I think you hit him.
Oh, good eye, young squire. Your information may prove useful.
Just be careful. Took off and clashed once again, only this time they upended each other. They struggled to rise, then drew their swords and continued the battle on foot. Sir William named his sword Rhiannon, and it clanged again and again with the Black Knights, raining sparks across the ground. At last, with a mighty blow, Sir William knocked the Black Knight's sword from his hands and pinned to the ground. The crowd hushed as Sir William stood over his fallen enemy and pressed Rhiannon to his throat.
You are beaten! Capitulate!
I was to surrender.
Sir William, you did it! You beat him!
Yes, young squire, and thank you for your help.
Sir William!
It's the king!
Approach and kneel, good knight.
My liege.
Faithful William, for your devoted service I dub thee Earl of Marshall, Defender of the Realm, Lord of the Lone Woods, and well done, my lord Earl, from a grateful sovereign.
Let's hear it for the Earl of Marshall! Huzzah!
Huzzah! Wait a minute. That was it? It's over already?
Isaac?
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
So? How was it?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm kind of disappointed.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of short, and I didn't really learn all that much about chivalry. Sorry, but I think it needs a few adjustments.
Well, there's no need to be sorry, Isaac. You gave me your honest opinion. Any suggestions on how I could improve it?
Well,
Mr. Whittaker!
Excuse me, Isaac. What is it, Eugene?
The lower-level oral communication device requires your presence.
Translated.
Huh? Oh, you're wanted on the phone downstairs.
Oh. Okay, Eugene, I'll be right there. I tell you what, Isaac, why don't you write down your suggestions and we'll discuss them when I get off the phone.
Write them down?
Sure. Here's a pen, and here's a piece of paper there over on the desk. Just tell me how you'd improve the program. I'll be right back, okay?
But, rats, I hate doing things like this. Okay, how would I improve the program? Well, I'd make it longer. Okay. And put a few more twists. More twists. And one more thing I'd definitely do is spend more time with Sir William.
Then turn, Squire Isaac, for here I stand.
Sir William! It's you! Yes, as fantastic as it sounds, it was true. Sir William, Earl of Marshall, a character from my imagination and Mr. Whitaker's computer programming, had actually stepped out of the imagination station. Needless to say, it was a bit difficult to believe. I don't believe it! You're here! You're really here!
Indeed.
But how?
I saw you go through a small door and I followed.
You followed? Unbelievable!
But why is it so unbelievable? Were we not together just moments ago?
Moments and centuries.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Your behavior is most unusual, Squire Isaac. What are those peculiar garments you're wearing?
Garments? They're just my clothes.
Strange raiments. And what manner of room is this? I have never seen its like before. Is it in the castle?
No, not exactly.
Well, then where are we? By the king's beard, young squire, you tell me. What place is this?
It's called the Bible room.
Bible? Huh? This room is devoted to the Holy Scriptures?
Yes, and it's in a building called Wits End.
Wits End? I know of no such place in England.
This is kind of hard to explain. See, Sir William, we're not in England anymore.
Not in England?
That isn't the bad part. Not only are we not in England, we're also not in the 12th century.
Zounds!
We're in the 20th century.
20th? God preserve us! What manner of witchery is this?
No, it's not witchery!
To be jerked through time can only be the work of witchcraft.
It's not! No, you gotta believe me!
Then how do you explain it?
I can't explain it, except to say that you came through that.
A booth?
Yes, it's called the Imagination Station.
Akin to a black cauldron? By the sword Rhiannon, it shall be destroyed!
No, wait!
I have dispatched the instrument of witchery.
You busted it! And it's not an instrument of witchery. You've destroyed the only way we have of getting you home.
What? The only way?
As far as I know.
Oh. Then it seems I have fixed myself for fair, have I not?
You got me. Look, Sir William, I don't have any answers, but I know someone who does. Come on.
Yeah, Tom, I understand. Well, we should help them out. I mean, there comes a time when everyone needs a knight in shining armor.
Mr. Whitaker?
I'll be right with you. I'm going to have to call you back later, Tom. Something really big has just come up. Isaac, is that who I think it is?
Uh-huh, Mr. Whitaker. This is my friend, Sir William, Earl of Marshall.
Oh.
Sir William, this is Mr. Whitaker, inventor of the Imagination Station.
Inventor? Witch! Prepare to be vanquished!
Whoa. No, Sir William, stop!
But he's a witch!
No!
Warlock, then!
No, he's not a witch or a warlock. He's a Whitaker. And he's also the only one who can fix the Imagination Station.
Fix the Imagination Station?
Well, Sir William sort of broke it with his sword.
I busted it.
I see. Isaac, could I see you over here for just a minute, alone?
Sure, Mr. Whitaker. I'll be right back, Sir William, so don't move and don't touch anything.
As you wish.
Isaac, this is incredible.
Tell me about it.
How did it happen?
You're asking me? All I know is one minute I'm taking notes on the program, and the next minute, poof, he steps out of the Imagination Station.
But that's impossible. Unless the program...
What about it?
Well, Eugene helped me with it, and I let him have a pretty free hand. But he couldn't have come up with anything like this, could he?
I think we're about to find out. Look.
A customer. A very good day to you, sir.
And to you.
Oh, boy. Come on, Isaac.
Pardon, please, the potential overfamiliarity, but may I say that I admire the authenticity of your garb? Late 12th century, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is. How did you know?
The era of chivalry is a study of mine. I find it most fascinating.
You sound very learned.
Well, I don't like to brag, but I do possess several degrees, not to mention a considerably higher than above average IQ.
Ah, you're a holy man, then.
A holy man?
Yes, a member of the clergy.
Me? Oh, no, far from it.
But you must be. Your education proves it.
Well, as I stated, I have received an excellent education. It has nothing to do with the church, however, but with the state. State university, that is.
Impossible. The university is under the church's tutelage.
The church?
Of necessity. Education must be tempered with true religion, lest those educated start relying on themselves and not God.
My, my. What an antiquated notion.
All learning, not of the church, is of the devil.
Huh?
Or art thou a student of darkness?
Me?
For if such thou be, I shall let the sword Rhiannon do my talking.
Whoa, Mr. Whittaker, assistant!
Hey, hold it!
He claims that education is not of the church.
This is a different time, Sir William. Most education is from the state.
So the witch confirms it. You are a student of darkness.
The witch?
I keep telling you he's not a witch, and Eugene isn't a student of darkness.
See, I'm not. I assure you, I'm not. Whew, thank goodness.
Look, Sir William, we all have to talk about some things. Why don't you go have a look around the place, okay?
Very well, but I shall be watching.
I've heard of method acting before, but that's carrying it too far.
Well, that's because he's not acting, Eugene.
Surely you jest.
Surely we don't. He's the real thing, Eugene. Sir William, Earl of Marshall from the 12th century.
You're both serious, but that's utterly ridiculous.
You didn't think so a minute ago.
How did he arrive here?
He walked out of the imagination station.
But that's impossible. How could that happen?
You tell me. You worked on that program. Can you think of anything you might have done to make this even remotely feasible?
Well, you know, come to think of it, I did tamper a bit with the energy coils.
Uh-huh.
You see, I wanted to see if I could get a better impedance match between the phase converters and the balance modulators to give off a more detailed, higher resolution pattern. It seems I've succeeded.
Look, all the scientific mumbo-jumbo is fine, but we still have a problem. What are we going to do with him?
Well, why not simply put him in the imagination station and send him back?
Because he used his sword to damage the imagination station.
Huh?
He busted it.
Oh. That would certainly tend to reduce its effectiveness.
Hmm. Well, we've got to do something, and quick.
Ah!
Oh, no! Sir William, what are you doing? What happened?
This box contained the souls of mortals trapped by witchcraft. I have smashed it with the sword Rhiannon and released them.
Will you put the sword Rhiannon away already? That box didn't contain any souls. It was a radio.
Yes, Miss Kendall's radio.
Look, Isaac, before anything else gets smashed, why don't you take Sir William around the town to get him used to things? Meanwhile, Eugene and I will try to figure out a way to get him back to his time.
Well, okay, but only if you promise to keep Rhiannon in its sheath.
If possible, I shall.
We'll check back in with you a little later, Mr. Whittaker.
Come, Squire, let us be off.
I think I already am.
This is truly an age of wonder, Squire Isaac. You say your men of medicine have discovered cures for disease?
Not all of them, but quite a few.
And the whole of the earth has now been explored and mapped.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
And this delightful treat, ice cream, is made from frozen milk.
That's it.
Ha! Astounding. Ha! And yet, I still believe there is much to be said for a simpler life.
So does Mr. Whittaker.
Really? Well, then perhaps he and I have more in common than I've... By the shield of St. George!
What? What is it?
Look yonder! That metal beast is devouring yon citizen! Come, Rhiannon, to my hand!
No, wait! Oh, brother, not again.
Fear not, good citizen. The beast shall not have you.
Hey, listen,
back, monster, back!
No, stop! It's not a monster!
But listen to the beast growl.
It's not a beast either. It's a car.
A car?
Yes, an automobile, a form of transportation, like a carriage.
Oh.
Are you all right, Mr. Barkley?
Well, I think so, Isaac.
I'm sorry about this.
That's all right. No harm done. You know, it's not every day a person gets thrown out of his car by a knight.
It's a long story, Mr. Barkley.
Don't worry. I wouldn't even think of asking. What's he doing now?
I don't know. I'll see you, Mr. Barkley.
Bye, Isaac.
Sir William, you okay? What's with the Neely?
Can you not see? Look before you.
It's Odyssey Community Church.
Have you no reverence in this age?
Of course we do. Would you like to go inside?
Oh, that would please me greatly. Can we?
Sure we can. Follow me.
And when my time of service is complete, receive your servant into your glory to take his place among your faithful vassals. In the name of Jesus, amen.
That was beautiful, Sir William.
Ah, the prayer of a knight. Perhaps one day you shall pray it.
Maybe.
Ah, you do live in a wondrous time, Isaac. When anyone can have access to the Holy Scriptures. In my age, only the clergy and those versed in Latin read the Bible. In fact, many brave knights cannot read at all. And yet, they would each, to a man, defend the word to the death.
Why? I mean, why would they defend a book they can't even read?
Because of their faith. The chivalrous knight defends the church, protects the poor from injury, pours out his blood for his brothers, and if need be, lays down his life. In his throat are the high praises of God. In his hands, a two-edged sword to meet punishment to the nations. And all this not in service to madness, vanity, greed, or self. By no means, but rather that he may follow the will of God. That is chivalry. Do you understand?
I'm still not sure.
It is all in here, young squire. The Holy Scriptures. Chivalry means having a heart so attuned with God's will that no matter what happens, we, along with Job, may say with conviction, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Understand you now, Isaac?
A little. We should be getting back to Wits End.
Indeed we should. The hour is getting late.
Well, well, look who we have here.
Oh, great. This is all I need. Rodney Rathbone.
Hey, look, Bones. It's little wimpy Isaac. Who's your friend? A refugee from a junkyard?
For your information, Rodney, he happens to be a knight.
Yeah, he looks more like a leftover from a costume party.
Who is this vile young man, Squire Isaac?
This is Rodney Rathbone and his group, the Bones of Wrath. Rodney, Bones, this is Sir William, Earl of Marshall.
So which name do you go by? William, Earl, or Marshall?
He goes by Sir William.
Oh, all right, Sir William. What are you doing hanging around Wimpy Isaac?
I do not understand this word, wimpy.
You know, weak, cowardly.
Then the word is not accurate when describing Isaac, for he is neither.
Yeah? Then why is he coming out of a church?
Rodney, I wouldn't say that if I were you.
What is wrong with coming out of a church?
Nothing, if you're a wimp.
Rodney?
I mean, everybody knows a church is for weaklings and cowards.
Villain! Poltroon!
Hey, you can get in trouble for pulling a knife that big.
It's not a knife, Rodney. It's a sword. And he's right, Sir William. You can get in big trouble.
He has mocked the Holy Church. And for that, he must answer to my blade.
But it's against the law to just attack somebody, especially a kid.
A kid? How old are you? Varlet.
I'm 15.
15? Well, you're right, Squire Isaac. Despite his crime, chivalry prevents me from raising my hand against children. I will not fight you.
See, I told you they were wimps.
But my squire shall.
Me? Now hold it.
That'll be just fine.
Maybe we should talk about this.
This knave needs to be punished, Squire Isaac. The time for talk is done. A knight is honored to stand for the church, the faith, and the Holy Scriptures.
Yes. The Holy Scriptures.
Back on McAllister Park, twerp. 4 o'clock. Be there. Come on, guys.
He shall be there, and you shall feel the sting of his sword.
Sword? Oh, boy. Looks like everybody's here.
So you showed up, huh? I'll give you credit for that. Now, come on, dweeb, let's get to it. And just to give you a sporting chance, I'll let you take your best shot. Go ahead. Did you hear what I said? I'm giving you your best shot. Go for it.
No.
What's the matter? You need a little encouragement? You want me to push you around a little? All right. How's this? You want more? How about that? And that? And that? Ha! That ought to get you going, you little twerp.
Squire Isaac, defend yourself.
No.
Hey, what is with you? I'm giving you every chance in the world here.
Not gonna fight you, Rodney.
Not gonna... Look, Isaac, if you think this little non-violence act is gonna save you from getting a pounding, you're wrong.
Well, you go ahead and do what you think you have to, Rodney. Then tomorrow you can tell everyone how you bravely licked someone who did absolutely nothing to stop you.
You're crazy, Isaac. You know that... I mean, certifiable. Come on, Bones. Let's get out of here.
Phew. Squire Isaac, why did you not fight? Do you not love the church and the Holy Scriptures?
Yes, sir, I do. And it was because of the Holy Scriptures that I couldn't fight. Sir William, Jesus said to turn the other cheek and to love our enemies and pray for them. Rodney's words can never hurt the church or the Bible, and it's not up to me to punish him for saying them. There may be a time when I'll have to fight him, like to defend someone he's hurting, but to do it now would have violated what I believe in. It may not be very chivalrous, but it's something more important. It's Christian.
Ah, you're right, my young friend. That is something I've never seemed to master. And it makes you more of a knight than e'er was I. Kneel, Squire.
Kneel?
By the sword, Rhiannon, I dub thee Isaac the Chivalrous, Knight of Odyssey, Keeper of the Scriptures, Defender of the Faith. Rise, Sir Isaac.
Thank you.
Isaac, Sir William.
Eugene, Mr. Whitaker.
Somebody said they saw you come back this way.
Oh, Mr. Whitaker, it's incredible. Sir William just made me a knight.
Well, that's wonderful, Isaac.
It is an honor well deserved.
We have rather excellent news ourselves. We've found a way to send Sir William back to his own time.
But I'm not sure I want him to go back now.
Oh, I must, Isaac. Each of us belongs to his own time.
Yeah, I guess we'd better go back to Wits End then.
Well, there's no need. I've readjusted the phase converter so it can be done right here.
Excellent. Well, long farewells are unchivalrous. Whitaker, Eugene, take care of this young knight.
We will, Sir William.
And refrain from witchery, else you shall answer to the sword Rhiannon.
We'll keep that in mind.
Be brave, Sir Isaac. It is the duty of a knight. Do not forget what you have learned and what you have taught.
I won't. Goodbye.
Farewell.
Okay, Mr. Whitaker, I'm ready. Send it back.
I don't do it. You do.
Me? But how?
You just push the button, Isaac. Push the button.
The button?
Isaac?
Mr. Whitaker?
So, how'd you like it?
Like it? Well, you mean this whole thing with Sir William? It took place inside the Imagination Station?
Uh-huh. What'd you think?
By the sword, Rhiannon, it was remarkable.
Oh.
My adventure with Sir William taught me that there is a place for chivalry in our modern world. I need to defend the faith, protect the poor, and even lay down our lives. We sometimes read in newspapers and magazines of people who still do these things. They are the knights of today, As long as they continue, chivalry will never die.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.